The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour on this Thursday afternoon. Grateful that you could hang out with us today. With us in studio is Becky Greenwald. You may remember her name. She was with SBA. She was an Obama-era appointee in that position. And she has had for, years, a real interest in seeing small businesses succeed. Becky, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you here.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit, what are you doing now that you're not with SBA any longer? What's going on?
Well, right now I've been involved in this initiative with the United Nations, which is great fun. And I've been very interested in the entrepreneurial ecosystem and innovation and ways that we can continue to inspire that. And so I've connected with the International Council on Small Businesses. And so we're doing it in a global way because, like you always hear, the small businesses are what drive the economy.
Definitely. And today, going on today in New York at the United Nations is what?
Well, today is Founders Day for a new day that's being designated by the United Nations. And it's called the MSME Day. And that stands for Micro, Small, and Medium-Sized Enterprises. And it recognizes the important contribution that these businesses make, not only here in the United States, but around
globally,
the world.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize that over 90% of all of the businesses around the world fit that category, and 95% of the businesses here in the United States. And they actually, for the private employers, employ over 60% of the people working for other businesses.
Yes.
So it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. When you say micro, what does that mean?
That can be one or two people getting
okay.
started. It might be a lady in Guatemala who started a sewing circle and raising money so that they can do things for education, or it could be, you know, a farming entity, small acreage farmers, or anything that's getting started.
You know, when we stop and think about this, you know, we are so accustomed to what we do here in the United States, and we think about small businesses, and those could be mom and pop stores or brick and mortar, whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go on a global nature, some of these micro businesses, just exactly what you said, start out very, very modestly.
That's right. And what we want to do is recognize the importance of being able to bring those along and nurture them and focus the attention of the 45 member countries that have signed on to this, representing billions of people around the world, and just, you know, focus some time on the importance of that and say, how can we help these businesses grow, nurture them, and grow in a sustainable way that's not only good for the employees and the people that are starting the business, but also the nature and the environment around them.
That's the voice of Becky Greenwald, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the United Nations and the opportunity to recognize some businesses, micro businesses, not just here in the United States, but globally. Some 45 countries have signed on to this interesting initiative. And today in New York, what's going on?
Oh, this is exciting. If you've ever wondered how do these International Day
yeah.
of, and there are over 100 UN-designated named days. And so this one is going to kick off. The founders of this day are going to all be here at the United Nations. We're going to be signing the original charter and launching this day. So it'll be the member nations. It'll be private entities, the businesses that are helping fund the day. It'll be university presidents. It'll be economic development groups from all over will gather, sign the charter, and actually celebrate the initial launch of this day, which then
The initial day
is June 27th, and that's going to be launched in Buenos Aires when the International Council of Small Businesses has their annual meeting, and they'll be launching it in Argentina. But it's great for us to know about it here in Iowa, because why not be on the beginning end and say, hey,
sure.
we participated the very first day that MSME Day started, and every year thereafter.
Becky Greenwald, ladies and gentlemen, it's a surprising thing going on right now in New York at the United Nations is the celebration, the signing of this particular celebration and naming of a day in June to be an International Small Business Appreciation Day. That, you see what you learn when you listen to the Business News Hour?
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine there's folks driving home right now going, wait a minute, really?
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of involved in that?
We're very involved in that. Yeah, it'll be very cool. And then in June, when June 27th rolls around, it'll be interesting to see how this is picked up around the globe and here in particular as well. So it's a great day for people that are involved and interested in making sure that those small businesses grow and nurture to latch on to it and say, hey, here's a way to kind of educate the community that this is an important day. This is something important for people to know about.
And between today and the 21st of June, I suspect that we're going to see some rollouts of announcements and other media-type releases.
Right. Actually, it's the 27th of June.
I'm sorry, 27th.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, there's just the whole idea is that when we announce the founding entities next week that will all be gathering here in New York they're helping fund the initiatives and the programs and the community-based programs around the world that will make this sustainable.
Fascinating. Yeah. Becky Greenwald, ladies and gentlemen, lucky enough to be able to bump into her and set aside some time so that you can learn more about what's going on internationally with small businesses, courtesy of the United Nations, and a Small Business Recognition Day slated for the 27th day of June. International. Good stuff. Becky, thank you for pulling my arm.
I appreciate the opportunity. It's always great to let your audience know what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Iowans are everywhere.
We are everywhere. And today we happen to be in Washington, D.C., for crying out loud. Why not? Yeah. Thanks so very much for doing this.
Thanks
so much.
Appreciate
it. All right. We're going to have to step aside. More coming up from the Business News Hour as we broadcast from our nation's capital.